Aloha, you're tuned in to Daily Dakai, and my name is Kehau, but my friends call me Sa. I'm an unorthodox Hawaiian spiritual mother of four, and I'll be using this platform as an audio blog to share stories about my life as a work-from-home mom, trying to run a business while maintaining my sanity with my ohana. I'll be talking about everything from metaphysics to motherhood, where you can get the dirt on the mahina, the moon, do daily devotions with me, listen to weekly titoscopes, find business tips and relationship advice to cultivate a high vibrational, happy, healthy, and healing life. Good morning, you guys. It's Monday, Paul Akahi. I'm eating candy. I'm eating fucking Swedish fish for fucking breakfast right now. Because I've been on the go since like 6 o'clock in the morning. I had to go take my dad to the DMV. Because I guess they bought my sister a car. Or they helped her buy a car, a used car. She paid like $1,300. They put $900. But the car is going to be under his name until that she pays them the rest of the money. And then they're putting the car under their insurance as well. So, I got to take him go run around. Because he's fucking old. No, I'm just kidding. If you guys don't know, the reason why I moved to Utah from Vegas, I don't know if I ever talked about it on the podcast, but it's to be closer to my father, to help him out and stuff. And because he has a progressive prostate cancer. And so they're basically giving him a year. So when I found this out in July, I was like, I am moving. So August, well, actually it was like late July, I was in fucking Utah because I'm not playing games. This is my fucking father. So... And I'm really close to my father. I've got mommy issues, but I'm super close to my dad. So anyway, so I moved. And so that's why I'm here, you know, to help him out. So that's what I'm doing today. Just helping out the father and taking him to do errands. And he said he needs to buy groceries for his house. So buying groceries. I mean, I'm not paying for him because I only get $19. But so I just took him right now. I'm in the car because I didn't want to go into the insurance place because I don't need to be in there. And I was like, I got a podcast. Sorry. Like, I don't mind helping you out, but I don't want to, like, go in there. Like, I have other stuff that I got to do, too, you know? So, he was cool with that. He was like, that's okay. Don't worry. So, yeah, I'm in the car podcasting. And after this, I don't know what we're doing. He hasn't said anything about what else he has to do. So, if not, I can drop him off. But anyway... Oh, yeah. So, you guys, house update on my living situation. So, my parents, they live in Park City. So, they have their own place in Park City. They used to rent that out to somebody. But now my mom wants to, like, ski more or, like, go in the snow more. I don't fucking know. So, they move. They live in Park City. And so, they live in their little house. And I because the house that we're in, it's just too big for them. And so, but it's perfect for my family, you know, and that's why we got it because that's when I had my daughter living with me, but now she stayed with her boyfriend in Vegas. So yeah, that's like, something that I haven't really talked about on here. So, So right now I'm in fucking Park City. It's hella fucking cold here. Like super, 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 super cold. Cause it's like really close to the mountains. And, I don't know, like, hold on, let me go check the temperature. Weather. I'm checking the weather where I live and the weather here. Yeah, it's 15 degrees here and it was 20 in late where I live. So anyway, yeah, it's like way cold here. I'm freaking dying. And I'm wearing slippers like a stupid and leggings. I have a fucking black tank top on and a freaking cardigan. Yeah, like a charcoal colored cardigan. That's what I'm wearing in 15 degree weather. I don't fucking know why, whatever. But anyway, what else? I don't know. That's pretty much it. Yeah, so I just helping my father out right now. Taking him to do errands. So I don't know. I might be smoking MA from, you know, social media or whatever. Cause usually when I do this kind of stuff, he'll take me out to eat or whatever. I don't really want to go out and eat. Cause I just ate all this fucking candy. my allergies are acting crazy today, or I don't know, maybe I'm about to get sick, which is going to be really weird because I usually don't get sick very often. And when I do get sick, I get fucking sick. So I'm praying that this is just my allergies acting up because the weather changed so quickly, you know, because last week it was like 50s and now all of a sudden it's going to be like 20s and 10s this week. So I don't know. Sometimes whenever it's like drastic like that, like my allergies go weird. So and then I get like stuffy nose and my eyes are itchy. But right now my eyes not too itchy, but my nose mostly is just plugged. But anyway. Yeah, so let's get to the rest of the show. Today is Mantra Monday, so stay tuned for that. And we're gonna do our devotional and get to the Lamahina kind things. And by the way, yesterday was the new moon, right? I hope you guys have set your new moon intentions. If you didn't, that's okay, no worry. Aulipilikia, because you can do it today. You have 3 days that you can, basically a whole week, that you can work with the new moon or the full moon energy. So it's always 3 days before it peaks. Bro, I felt like when bug was crawling on my leg. 3 days before or 3 days after. So it's like a week, yeah? So don't worry. Since it happened yesterday, you still get 3 more days. So today, tomorrow, and the day after that to work with this energy and do what you need to do. So manifest shit. Bro, you know, before with my ex-best friend, yeah, she was like a yoga instructor and she used to do all this kind of like woo-woo stuff with me. And bro, we used to do these like rituals like with each other on like video stuffs like Periscope. And I swear to you, I've manifested money 2 new moons in a fucking row. And I think she got like small kind of pissed off at me because she was like kind of being, I don't know, all hubwood and like acting funny to me when those things happen. She's like, how the fuck do you do that, blah blah blah. I'm like, bro, I just listen to you, so listen to yourself. Fuck. Anyway, okay, I just got off topic, but yeah, set your new moon intentions. Okay, so hopefully you're listening to this on Anchor so that you could hear the song that I just played, because it's a part of the devotional that we're doing today, which is day 5 of Awake Devotional on the YouVersion Bible app, which is free to download. Add me as a friend, Saha Keha Paulo. And this one starts off with some lyrics that I really, really dig from this song. And it says, so help me God, breathe on my weakness, for all I want is to be like Jesus. I don't have much, but what I have is yours to use. So make my whole life your upper room. So this is the song's name is Upper Room. It's by Hillsong Worship, if you want to go and listen to it on your own. And so let's get started. It is one of our greatest desires that the music from our local church, Hillsong, would serve the local church the world over. That the songs that have been birthed within our own ministry would also minister to you. Yet it is not just Sunday service we hope to serve. The lyrics and melodies of these songs have been prayed for and labored over in hopes that the Holy Spirit would invade your car, your home, your workplace, and meet intentionally and specifically with you, bringing the light, life, hope, revival, and awakening you need personally. That these songs would serve you, serve your family, and help you to serve God and others in the season that you find yourself in. What? I like that. That was a powerful way to open that shit. Am I just fucking smoking powerful shit? Maybe that's what it is. I don't know. That was dope. Okay, let's move on. It is Matthew's account of the Last Supper when we discovered Jesus doing exactly that, serving those he loved. At the supper in the upper room, Jesus was not the guest, but he was the host. He was not the served, but the servant. He took, he blessed, he broke, he gave. Our beloved Savior knelt and washed the feet of his friends. He broke bread and fed their bodies, and most importantly, he offered them forgiveness. Jesus met them at the table that night, and we believe his invitation to you today is this very moment is to do the same. He invites you to sit and fellowship with him. He invites you to both serve and be served. He invites you to enter into relationship, friendship, discipleship with him, to intimate encounters with him as a friend, confidant, healer, heart mender, provider, savior, and king. He invites you to partake in the bread and the wine, his body broken for you and his blood poured out for your healing and wholeness. It was in the upper room that Jesus revealed himself to Thomas in his doubts, where Jesus revealed his resurrected body, the fulfillment of age-old prophecies. It is where he communed with his friends. It is where he gave them his Holy Spirit as an advocate for their lives. Our physical place that represents the revelation of the old covenant meeting the new, a covenant he keeps with his disciples, you and me today. What is it that you need from Jesus today? As you listen to these songs and allow the lyrics to wash over you, may you be reminded of the God who comes close, of the lengths he goes to for his friends, his sons and daughters, his disciples. May we be people awake and aware of all he has done for us and all he desires to do through us. May your life be a place of prayer, a place of worship, a place where others encounter Akua. May your whole life indeed become his upper room. So there's a prayer, and this one says, Holy Spirit, Heavenly Father, make my whole life an offering. Remind me again of who you are and who you say I am. Meet me in my doubts and my fears. I know you are faithful to your word. May the words of my mouth and meditations of my heart be pleasing to you for all of my days. In Jesus' name, amen. So this reminds me of that song by Laura, whatever, Daigle Diggle. I don't know how to say her last name, but I'm going to play that next. I freaking love that song. You know, whenever I'm like road tripping and I start getting bored, I have this playlist called He is Greater Than I, you know how that looks. And, I just play all my fun Christian songs, like my good Christian music. And you want to know something? If you told me that I would have had a playlist like that, like maybe, I don't know, 3 years ago, I would have been like, what the fuck? Hell no. Because before I was super like anti-church, anti-Christian, anti any fucking religion, really. So it's shit has changed. But anyways, okay. I'm going to make two segments from now on. So we're going to do the devotional like this and then what I learned from it or what I got from it will be the next segment. Okay. We're doing what the devotional was about. While I feed chickens. Hi. Good morning. Here you go. Who else wants? Come. So, if my memory serves me right, it was about, serving others, just like how the Lord served his disciples, and also, participating in fellowship with him, as well. So, maybe that's through, daily devotions and, like what we're doing here, right? We're doing daily devotions together. So that's kind of like, in a sense, me serving you guys. And then when we all put it into practice and, we just treat each other pono, that's like being of service to others in that way. Or even like taking, like my girlfriend yesterday, Brandy. Oh, what was that? Her daughter, inspired her to go to church or whatever, right? So that's like her daughter being of service to her too, yeah. And I think that if we all kind of had that mindset, like Jesus, right? Not too high maka maka to, be the server. Was that the right word to say? Server? Servant? Yeah. To help others. Oh, what's going on over there? Are you okay? Maybe you need to slow it down, sister. Oh, and just like these chickens, they make egg for us. I serve them, right? Serving them food right now. They're eating breakfast. It's kind of late because I had to do errands, but and then they provide eggs and they serve us. It's like give and take energy, which is so Libra, so fucking Libra shit. Which is right now. I mean, if you're going to call it a season, this is Libra season right now. All about the energy of give and take. Okay. Yeah, that's what I got from that. I'm sorry. I was getting too deep in thought. And I don't like getting too deep. Because, Aries. I'm not in Scorpio or anything like that. So, cold out here. All right. I'm going back in my house. It is time for La Mojina Kind Things, and it is October 28, 2019. Today is a Iluo Oka La Mojina, which is represented by a cornucopia, or what is one of those things? I think it's called, or the Horn of Plenty. Yeah, I think that's what it's called. You know, like Thanksgiving kind, right? So it's about abundance, yeah? So the moon rises at about 8:20 a.m. That's mountain time. And so the energy today is very favorable, where you want to be generous, you want to pay it forward, you want to show that you appreciate the people in your life, especially the people that have helped you along the way. And if you're noticing that people are being giving to you today, then it's a sign that you are moving in the right direction. So if somebody gave you something today, you're doing a-okay. If not, there are some imbalances that need your attention. So try to take a look at how you are giving and receiving, okay? So about that even exchange of energy, which is so perfect for this Libra, right, season, or whatever you want to call this, yeah? I just say Libra season because it makes it easier for people to understand. They don't really understand the terms that I would use. So I just say that for now until I teach you guys, which is going to happen on Thursday, I think. Or maybe Wednesday. Yeah, I think Wednesday was the plan. Okay. I mean, not the plan because I don't plan shit, but that's like my goal, is to teach you it at some point this week. And I know that on Thursday I'm doing astrotheology, so I was like, oh, it must be Wednesday for Woke Wednesday. Okay, anyway, just had to clarify that because I don't want nobody thinking that I'm organized. Anyway, what was it? Okay, I think the next part I was gonna say is this is a good time to start some sort of new learning process, reading, studying, because this is seen as something that you consume and then you can pay it forward by sharing your knowledge with other people. So business and money wise, you want to hold off on starting any new business stuff until the third La Mojina, because unless it's dealing with an educational project, okay? Because those are going to be very, very successful, but it's still a little too early for other business ideas to start, okay? This is more for a time of like thinking and planning those things still. You don't want to start it until tomorrow's La Mojina. So dreams are going to reveal what's going on in the subconscious mind, okay? So pay attention to the symbols and look them up and find out what's really going on inside of you that you might not be aware of. But just a small kind of sidebar, I kind of feel like that's already what dreams are about, but what do I know? I'm just a stay-at-home mom, so I don't know. Health-wise, you don't want to overeat. Only eat foods that make you feel good after you're eating it. So you know how like sometimes like you eat one like Loco Moco Max Salad, all that kind of stuff, and then after you're like, oh, kanaka taka, just like asleep, I feel so low energy. Don't eat that shit, okay? So like, you know how you feel when you drink a smoothie or when you drink celery juice or whatever, like you feel like you're just like awake and alive, and like you feel like you have energy. Eat stuff like that that makes you feel good. So no McDonald's, because nobody should be eating at McDonald's in 2019. Today is also good for starting a new way of eating. It's also good for starting an exercise routine of some sort, and good for conceiving a child. Home life, very favorable for starting any type of home construction or like renovations or something. And everything should be pretty chill in the household, to be honest. Love and relationships, you want to show people that you love them, not by using your words, right, by actions. Try not to get irritated with people today. If that happens, it's just an opportunity for you to fine-tune things in your relationships and to understand the reason behind, you know, why you have these upsetting feelings, right? And so it's probably something that you might be doing to somebody else or other people that you might not even realize that you're actually doing. I know it's called projection. It's like the psychological shit. I don't know. Like therapists know about that kind of stuff. Refrain from, you know, being angry, being greedy today. It's still too early to start new important things for businesses unless it deals with education. And this is also more of a time to just think, to gather your strength, to make plans, okay? The moon is still in the sign of Libra until about 5 a.m. When does she move into the next sign? I forget. Wait, I can go look right now. Hold on. Going inside my group. It's called Patreon. Or it's on Patreon. It's called the Conscious Club. And I write the Astro Tea in there. And I did it today. And I already forgot what time the moon is going to move into the next sign. So let's see. Oh, not until tomorrow. So tomorrow, 6:05
a.m. Mountain Time, she'll be moving into Scorpio from Libra, okay? So, which is really, it's all Libra. Do you see all this energy is so Libra? It's so in alignment, yeah? I love that. Okay, what else? I think that's it for La Mahina Kind Things. Just remember the hips, the kidneys, bladder, pancreas, those will be sensitive and vulnerable today while the moon is in the sign of Libra. So, you know, go easy on your kidneys. Make sure you drink your water for clean out your bladder. I don't know what you do for your pancreas. Sorry, not a doctor, okay? Or I told you, I used to stay with my mom. Okay, so that is what we got for La Mahina Kind Things for today. It is Mantra Monday on the show. And so I'm going to give you guys the same mantra that I'm giving to my Patreon group, which is Conscious Club. And that is, I am worth loving. I like it. A powerful affirmation is to stand with arms wide open and say, let's do this together. I am willing to let the love in. It is safe to let the love in. So we're going to say that every day with our arms wide open. Okay. Whew, it is so cold outside. So technically, even though I just did my talk story segment, I'm doing this one right now because I'm doing Conscious Club stuff. And so I'm still freezing because I'm recording this at a different time than I did the devotion because I didn't do that yet. Anyway, who cares? Because, you know, that's what I love about Anchor is you can just like record segments and reorder it how you want so it fits for your show and you got a podcast. Okay, so I'm going to go now. So that is our mantra for today, Monday. I think today is Mantra Monday. Yeah, it is Monday. That's right. Okay, I'm going to go. See you guys later. Okay, I'm home. I bought some kind of groceries, so I was just putting them away because making better food choices, but we're going to get to the mana'o of this episode. And I feel like that is, you know, being of service to others while also allowing other people to be of service to you. So whether that be like, oh, you taking a hoa to church with you or whatever, or like today helping my father up and then he helped me in return because he fed me, you know, something like that. And so, you know, not forgetting the importance of, you know, being there for other people. Yeah. Just like how Jesus and Akua is there for us. So I like the message. I totally dig that. Totally in alignment with what I had to do today too. I love that. Oh my goodness, I love this shit. I just finished recording that last segment for this episode at 11:11. Look at those angel numbers. You could say angel numbers or number codes, whatever you want to say. But I love that shit. That's about keeping your thoughts positive on the things that you want because you're manifesting things right now. How's that, right? Kind of goes along with the La Mahina Kind Things, yeah, from the other day. Okay. So now it's time to work. I got some shit to do in the house. I had to clean, do some laundry because I didn't really do laundry this weekend. I only did like one load. I don't know what I was thinking. And whatever. Okay, yeah. So I'm really going to end this now. Okay.
If you enjoyed this episode, share it with your WCW who doesn't even know you exist, your neighbor with the yappy dog, your Facebook friends, which consists of family you hate, and people you don't really know from high school. Make sure you follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and NotSoChristianMoms.com.